listening to the Freaking Fantastic Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, Justin Minder. Let's get ready, get set, hike!
All right, football world, welcome to the Freaking Fantastic Fantasy Football Podcast. I am, of course, your host, Justin Minyard, and let's get on with the show. Today, we're going to do our match recast from week two. We're going to go into our matchup of the week. I did have a great interview with the champion, Alice Bird. We got a nice little audio file for that. We'll get into that in just a moment. And, of course, the infamous power rankings by me and maybe some other guys. So, first up, let's go to our match recaps. Alright guys, now go into our match recaps. Our first match is, unfortunately, my game. It was me, Fighting Flamingos, versus the champion, Alex, and CW won't call back. Oh man, it was a nail-biter. It came down to the Monday night game. I was up by, I want to say, like 48 points. But he had Devontae Adams, DeAndre Swift, and TJ Hockenson. So I knew we had a solid chance, probably about, I would say 50-50 chance of scoring a lot of points and getting up there. And when you know it, like I said in the interview, I got out of the shower and I looked at the score and I lost by 1 point. So Alex Bird remains undefeated. Good job, Alex. The next matchup we have is Josh versus Justin Ray. So that is UCF UL and Jets Lives Matter. Justin Ray won pretty convincingly. Josh didn't have a great week. Justin, of course, had Gronk and Dalvin Cook. We both had pretty good games, so that's how he's able to get the win on that one. Matchup number three would be Eric versus John. That's Prestige Worldwide versus Hurts. So good. And the main difference in that one would be Cooper Kupp. Yep, the other receiver in Los Angeles Rams had 37 points all by himself. So congrats, Cooper Kupp, and congrats, Eric. The number four matchup is by Chris Whelan and Matthew Miller, longtime friends. That is Bad Juju versus Matthew's OK team. And man, Matthew had another great week. He scored the most. Always helps when you have Derrick Henry, who I believe had like three touchdowns and like 200 yards rushing and a couple of receiving. But the fact that Henry scored just about as many points as, or almost half of points that Chris had all together, really says a lot. So Chris didn't really have a chance. Sorry, man. Maybe next week. And that didn't make matters worse. He also had Brady and Tyler Lockett, who both had monster games. So good job, Matthew. Game number five would be Joe versus Bradford. That is, of course, over Tannehill versus Team Dadford. I'd said that the game would come down to probably the Dallas game and maybe the Chargers game. But oddly enough, it was a 40-point burger from Aaron Jones that sealed the victory for Joe. So good job, Joe. Our last game of last week would be Caleb versus Zach. So that'd be It's Rack City Clutch. I wanted to mix those up. Sorry about that. The Rack City Clutch. Oh my gosh, I did it again. Let's try this again, guys. Rack City Clutch. Caleb, why don't you just change the name? It's still last year. Come on, man. Anyway, versus Team T, Zach Tanner T. The only real main difference I gotta say in this one is probably that Zach had Galladay and Miami Kicker, who had a combined 6 points. That is not gonna get it done in this league, folks. So, unfortunately, Zach, you got to take the L on this one. Hopefully, we'll get a better matchup next week and come back bigger and better. And those are our matchups of last week. We're going to go right over into our matchup of the week, so stay tuned. All right, guys, and now we have our matchup of the week. I'll break down the one I picked last week would be over Tannehill versus Team Dadford. And like I said, the game went not too bad. Team Joe, which is, of course, over Tannehill, he won with big help of Aaron Jones. So, pretty good game overall. Not quite close, but not quite that far. I'm going to go now into, I think, will be the new matchup of the week, which ironically has Team Joe over Tannehill versus our current champion, Alex. CW won't call back. They're both undefeated. Alex projected to win by 1 point. Oh, man, deja vu, 1 point. Ugh. But yeah, we'll see how this game goes. Looks like Alex picked up Teddy Bridgewater. They're playing the Jets, so that could be a good stream game. I do have a couple questions about it, though. Will Aaron Jones run through Alex's team, or can Alex swift by with another win to remain undefeated? We'll find out next week. I'll go right into our other segment called Trade Talk, as Alex is still considering offers. He's on the market for a QB. Everyone is on the block for the right price, he says. I guess he's still trying to make sure he keeps his team perfect. And you can't keep your team the same without making new adjustments every week. So, guys, if you're in the market for a receiver, running back, Alex might be your guy. Hit him with some offers, and he'll debate about it for a few days and let you know. Maybe not a few days, maybe a few hours. I don't know. He's got plenty of time. He's only got twins. All right, and speaking of our champion, Alex, let's go right into our interview with him.
Hello.
Hello, Alex Bird. How's it going?
It's going great. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just want to be the first to welcome you to the freaking fantastic Fantasy Football League podcast. Glad to have you on, man.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for what you're doing. It really makes the league more fun. I know you put a lot of effort into this, and I really enjoy listening on a weekly basis, and I think everyone else does. So, really, no, thank you so much. I really appreciate you doing this for the league.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Perfect. Yeah, man, glad to have you. I know trying to get this thing going has been a interesting couple of weeks, but I got to have the champion on 1 week, so I figured, you know, what better way than you crushing me last week and getting your results and theories about it.
Well, you know, I wouldn't quite call it a crushing. I was up late watching the Monday night game, and I got you in scrub time, as I like to call it. You know, fantasy football, it's such a crapshoot. It all comes down to whether your receivers are losing at the end of the game or they're winning. And if they're losing at the end of the game, you're probably going to have a good game because they're going to throw a lot. And that's really our – and if you're winning, your running backs are going to probably have a good game because – they're going to run a lot if they're winning in the fourth quarter. And that's really what it all comes down to. I got lucky. Detroit was losing and had to throw on that last drive. And I beat you on the last completion of the game.
Yeah, I say crushed because literally I was in the shower. I didn't watch the Monday night game because it was running late. I had to be up early. But I obviously was checking the scores. And I get out of the shower and I look at the score and I lose by 1 point. And I was so mad. Like, because I had like a good, like, I was up like 40 points or something, I believe, before the game started. And I knew you had Hockenson, Swift, and you had Adams. So I knew there's a chance. But I was like, you know what? It's a comfortable lead. Maybe so. And just, I would have rather lost by like 10 than lose by one.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I was screaming at that TV on the last drive as Goff was scrambling. Goff would start scrambling and Swift would go out into the flats and I go, oh, this is so good. And he'd dump it down to Swift and Swift would get about 15 yards. And then it was like I was 1 point down and I go, I need one more completion. I got it.
That's the beauty of a point for reception. You don't need yards. You said just catch the ball. That's all I need. All just I need is a catch and you get 1 point.
Just catch the ball. And so, yeah, I got lucky. But, hey, you know, you are the champion until you are beaten, and I have yet to be beaten. And so the champ is here.
I'm not going to lie. If I did mean it, I was working on a speech Monday morning that I was going to have. You lost, but that just kind of blew up in my face. So, congrats, you were still the champion. You're undefeated. So, kudos to that, sir.
Thank you. Now, I just need a quarterback. You know, it's my kicker got more points than my quarterback this week. So tell me how I'm doing.
That's all that matters, really.
Yeah. So, no, thank you for having me on. This is great. Love the league. Love the podcast. And, I do love to win. So this is fun. You know, I'll try to channel my inner Donald Trump here and be as obnoxious as possible.
I'm sure it won't be too hard for you, Alex. Well, yeah, so I just want to get a few questions with you. You know, I don't want to take too much of your time, but definitely want to make this entertaining for all of our 9 of the listeners, you know? So okay. How does it feel to be reigning champion for the last season, especially after a COVID season? You know, everything was so up and down, but, you know, you're still champion nonetheless.
I'll tell you what, it feels great because I've never actually been good at fantasy football, and part of the reason I've never really taken it seriously. And by some sick twist of fate, I actually won last year. I think there's a stretch towards the end of the season where I lost like 3 games in a row and I didn't even think I was going to make the playoffs. And then Alvin Kamara started ripping off 60 point games for me. And I was like, well, this is great. And I rode Alvin Kamara like a horse to the finish. And he certainly did well for me, and I was able to win. I'm looking at the football right now. It's a big, beautiful football, and I hope I don't have to return it, but it certainly looks good on my mantle here at the house. My twins look at it and look up at their dad, knowing that he's a fantasy god. It's amazing. So here we are.
I'm sure your twins just marvel at the football off the mantle, right? You know, just beside the baby pictures and everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's a prized possession. So how does it feel? It feels great. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I was really back to the draft. I know me and Josh talked about extensively last couple episodes, but were you nervous drafting like from champion to 12th, or did it matter to you?
No, you know, actually, you know, there's a lot of chatter about the 12th pick, and I would much rather have the 12th pick than like the 7th pick. And so it's a good spot. I did a lot of pre-draft work, and I was very surprised that Adams fell to me at the 12th pick. And so in all of my mock drafts, that didn't happen. But, you know, a lot of preparation goes into my draft, and it obviously showed. I had the highest grade coming out of it, and then that wasn't by chance. You know, a lot of skill, a lot of preparation, and it was very much a surprise too that some of these people like Hockenson fell to the 5th round. I think I was able to get him, and like I said, the only thing is that, you know, I let quarterback slide, but you know, I felt very comfortable with getting receivers, and I am in the market for the quarterback for anyone listening. I am happy to make trades. Everyone is on the table. Please come with your options, and I'm willing to make a fair and fun deal for everyone.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, you're not really feeling good with Tannehill at the moment?
Well, like I said, my kicker got more points than him, and it's actually tough because he didn't have a bad game against the Seahawks. He threw for 360 yards. He just didn't have a touchdown. And
when Derrick Rooney runs over everyone, it's hard to get the quarterback a touchdown.
Well, what are you going to do? You got first and goal at the 10. You're probably going to hand off to Derrick Henry 3 times, right? I mean, I get it, but it doesn't help me in fantasy. I'd like to give the coach a call and be like, hey, can you throw his fantasy owners a bone here?
Yeah, I remember I was watching the clip with Josh. Watched part of the game with the Tennessee Titans and everything, and I see Tannehill down there in like the 2-yard line. I'm like, love of God, give it to Henry. As of course I was playing you, and I needed Tannehill not to do good.
Yeah. And they
a lot of good, didn't he? But you know, still was in the moment.
They gave it. I mean, my quarterback got 13 points. In 2021, I think it's safe to assume that you should that your quarterback should get you 20 points or more in fantasy. And if they don't, well, you gotta scrub.
Especially now with all the quarterbacks that are just so dynamic and running the ball and everything too, that anything less than 20, you're kind of like, well, it's kind of an off day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I want to get into the beginning where you started. I assume Josh brought you over.
Yeah, Josh brought me over, and it was great. I've been in it a while. Like I said, haven't done too well, but it was really great to be part of the league. And, let's not forget, one of my big purposes for being in the league is to just put Chris Wieland on blast. And so that is that's really one of the motivating factors. And always, you know, there you have the champion and I'm the champion, all that. But it really doesn't amount to much if I can't beat Chris Wieland every year.
Would you forfeit next year's trophy if it means Chris doesn't win a single game this season? Would you be into that?
Well, no, it's not about Chris losing. It's more about me beating him.
Gotcha. And okay.
So, he can lose all he wants, but I personally want the satisfaction of winning against him.
Now, I got to ask you, because I don't know the story, what is the story with your team name?
Well, it's really very simple, actually. It's just Chris Wieland won't call back. I would call and leave a voicemail and I wouldn't get a call back. And so that is really all it is. There's not a lot into it. It's not a lot of inside jokes here. It's just the simple matter that he doesn't want to call back. And so I put him on blast for it.
So you're in like a perpetual phone tag where Chris is always it.
Well, phone tag implies that they're tagging you back, but there's none of that. Yeah, Chris is just perpetually it.
Do you think it's just all the beating that you keep giving to Chris on fantasy football, or is it something else, like mentally, that Chris just can't call you back for?
No, this drove me to fantasy football, the fact that he wouldn't call me back, and one of my main motivations for going. So this goes before this, and that's why I made my name this. I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask Chris that. I don't know the reason.
Looks like I might have an idea on my next guest for the podcast. I will. I'm not really a journalist, but I definitely got a journalist mind. At the bottom of this, and find out, you know, emotionally why Chris, or physically why Chris won't call. I feel like us as a league, we need to get this out in the open. That way we can all have fun and play better together.
I mean, listen, my number hasn't changed since I was 18 years old, so the phone works both ways.
Unless you're out of service, but of course, that is correct. I got to ask, just ideally, are you more of a like single like NFL team kind of guy, or with fantasy, are you kind of more open to just like following players, or is there a difference?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I'm more of a college fan. Grew up in Chicago, big Notre Dame fan, would be a Bears fan, but they haven't had a quarterback since Jim McMahon. And so that really hasn't been fun. And so I like to watch the NFL. I like to watch good football. I've always been partial to teams that pass well, like back in 1999, 2000, 2001. I loved watching the Rams and Kurt Warner. That was maybe the most fun brand of football that I'd ever seen, the greatest show on turf. And so I love watching teams like that. And it's actually, I used to joke when I lived in Orlando, I used to always get so mad because I think Orlando literally gets the worst games every weekend because we get the traditionally the Bucs have been bad, or we'd get the Jaguars, or we'd get the Dolphins, and we would just get the worst football every weekend on CBS or Fox. But now that the Bucs are good, it's great. I'm able to watch Tom Brady every week. And it's while I live in Jacksonville, hometown team. I mean, how can you not? The Jaguars are like the lovable losers of the league. I mean, it's all Jacksonville has from a sports franchise. So you've got to cheer for them, but it's really hard. I mean, I think when I first moved down here in 2013, they went 4 games before they crossed the 50 in offense. And so we're doing better. I always joke about that and say, well, at least we're crossing the 50-yard line. And I am excited about Trevor Lawrence. I think he's going to be great. I don't know. There's a lot of rumors swirling about Urban Meyer. Is he going to take the USC job? Is he going to go back to college? I look at Urban Meyer right now, and I just can't believe he's in Jacksonville for more than a year, year and a half. I think this is a quick stint for him, unfortunately. But I'm excited about the Jaguars. You got to cheer for them if you live in the city. I wear my Jaguars polo every Sunday and try to have fun with it.
Do you dress your kids up in Jaguar onesies?
So it's funny. My daughter had a leopard onesie I put her in, but my son doesn't have anything. I try to keep him in UCF onesies or Notre Dame onesies. My wife's a big FSU fan, but we haven't got the invested in the actual Jaguar onesies yet. Maybe we'll let them win a game first.
That's a real celebration when they win a game. And stuff and everything.
I mean, I think at the beginning of the season, Vegas had the over-under on wins for Jacksonville at 6. And the under's looking pretty good right now.
that just screams, ouch, you know, on the number. Especially now there should be 17 games. So that's like barely a third of this year's season.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for reminding us.
Oh, that's fine. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm a Broncos fan. And so we've had, ever since Peyton left, we had terrible seasons, just insufficient quarterback play. So definitely been around there. And I'm a Magic fan as well, basketball. So we've been terrible the past decade. So I know what it's like.
Yeah, like I say, the Jaguars are just getting ready for the 2025 Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, maybe they'll be in Jacksonville by that time. Therefore, you guys can have a home field advantage like Tom Brady did.
I'm pretty sure the Super Bowl is never coming back to Jacksonville. When it was here, I think in 2003, the stories are just awful. They ran out of hotel rooms, so I think they had to put cruise ships in the harbor for people to stay on.
Yeah, that does sound terrible. Terrible planning and overall just newsworthy.
Yeah.
All right, Alice, is there, I know, so we had the story about Chris and how you just love beating him. Is there anyone else in the league that you were excited or anxious about playing against? Or you don't care until you lose?
No, not really. I mean, I try to focus on my own team and take it one day at a time, one point at a time, one team at a time. And really, it's just trying to go 1-0 each week. It's all about just trying to put the best team on the field and make the best management decisions week in and week out to give my team the best chance at victory, and try not to get too far ahead of myself either in that realm, and just really focus one game at a time.
Awesome, man. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Well, do I not get to do a power rankings?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Absolutely. This is your moment, your champ rant. I figured you'd probably be your team and then everyone else is one spot under you. But, you know, if you want to list them all, go for it.
Well, yeah. The number one team in the league right now is CW Won't Call Back. And that's really all that matters and all that we should really worry about. It's that is my we're number one and we're the champ till we're beaten, and so come and get me. I
you're
am
taking the
one.
Old Ricky Bobby approach. You're either first or your last.
That's right. I do I'll tell you what, so I think I'm number one. Believe it or not, Matthew's okay team at number two, I think, is number two. Over the Tannehill at number three. We'll go with after that. After that, it's a lot of mediocrity, I got to tell you. We'll go Jack's Lives Matter. We'll go Team Dadford. We'll go Rack City Clutch. Hurts So Good. Then Fighting Flamingos. UCF You All. T, and then coming in last place and the power rankings, and this shouldn't be a surprise, but Bad Juju.
Wow, that's a pretty big fall from where I had him last week.
Well, you know, he is.
And this isn't a personal ranking, is it? It's just strictly for the fantasy league, right?
Yeah, very objective, very objective.
Gotcha. All right, well, I appreciate you coming on the pod for me.
Well, thank you so much. And like I said, thank you for doing this. I really enjoy listening. Keep up the great work. I know you work hard at it. So thank you very much.
Yeah, man. If you ever want to just submit your own power rankings, let me know. You can leave a voice message on the anchor page or whatnot, or even text it to me and I'll try to get them in, whatever you want to do. And I want to get as many guys involved as I can.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right. See you, Alex. Alrighty, boys, and now the moment you're all waiting for is my infamous power rankings. Now, again, these are just my own opinions. I kind of take into account what happened last week and how the guys are doing, you know, their circumstances of why maybe a guy lost or not. But again, in my own opinion, if you don't like it, you can send me a message, let me know, or just give me your own power rankings, and I'll try to get them on before this one publishes. But yep, I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up. So at number 12, I'm going to have UCF You All. Josh, sorry, man, yeah. Kind of didn't get the win either yet, so yeah, kind of, and he scored the lowest points this week, so I'm going to drop you down all the way to the bottom. T, Zach Tanner at the same spot, number 11. Still trying to get that first win, so keep going, Zach. I did bump myself up at number 10 a little bit, Fighting Flamingos, just since I lost by Alice by 1 point, you know, kind of give myself a little more moral victory over there. At number 9, I got Prestige Worldwide, Eric, followed by number 8, Rack City Clutch with Caleb. 7 is Hurts So Good, John. Team Dadford, which of course Team Bradford at number 6. Number 5 at Jats Lives Matter, that is Justin Ray. Number 4 I bumped up with Chris at Bad Juju. I have number 3, number 2 and 3 flip flop this week. So number 3 I have Over Tannehill Joe. I do have CW Won't Call Back at number 2. Sorry, Alex, I know you're undefeated, and so is Joe, but I gotta give the number 1 spot to my man Matthew's OK team, who just had a monster game for the week. A lot of it was kind of crazy garbage time stuff, but he pulled the win out, and I think he's doing really well this season, so I'm going to give him a normal spot this week. And if you don't like it, sorry. Yep, that's all the time I got for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank again Alex for getting time out of his day to come on the episode with me. Let me know if you guys want to come on. We can do it remotely now. You can do it on my phone if you want. Or we can set up a time you want to do it a little face-to-face. I got no problem with that. Anyway, hope you guys have a great day, and can't wait to see you next week. See you later.